talk delivered in May 2010 on the occasion of Pujya Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj's birthday celebrations 2010, titled New Era and Our Responsibility, printed in Satyapadamu Babuji Birthday Issue 2010.
My dear associates in the path, my humble pranam to all of you on this happy occasion of the celebration of the 111th birthday of our beloved and eternally present Master, Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj of Shahjahanpur, UP, India. As the special personality, he has been working for the past 65 years relentlessly for the change and transformation of human nature. Though the new era has started with the advent of revered Lalaji Maharaj, it is only after the work of transformation was taken over by our Master, things started revealing themselves. Many of the statements made by the Master in the chapter My Vision of the book Reality at Dawn have already come true, and many more are in the offing. We need to have faith and courage to face the events that are unfolding. By repeated exposure to Pranahuti, we are coming closer to him and his plans and are participating in this mission. The time has come for us to learn the lessons of enlightenment for the ushering of the new era with the full force. The lessons that are being offered by the Master in the core of our hearts is aimed at facilitating the unfolding of the new era, which symbolizes the restoration of human to their standard, to their intended evolutionary pathway, which allows for maximum evolution and expansion of universal consciousness. The lessons are offered in each of our hearts, and it is only the total commitment to the Master and his cause that enables us to listen to them. It is no privilege of any single person, however great or he or she may pose to be, to receive the messages. It's an era of renaissance through which noble entities should awaken from the sleep-inducing dogmatic and manipulative assertions of some self-styled gurus and mahatmas of the unfortunate mankind who fall a prey to them, and realign with the divine source of universal knowledge which lies within. It's a time to celebrate the reconnection between the individual soul and the totality of all that is, or it is time for the fusion of the Atman and Brahman in every case of divine expression as a conscious thinking entity. It's a time to become receptive to the divine grace, the love and faith that has been placed in humankind. It is time to honor the faith and to acknowledge and reclaim the resources and abilities that empower humans. It is time to live up to the true and full potential rather than allow ourselves to remain mired and enslaved within our own earthly and materialistic illusions. It is time for every spiritually aspiring person to rise up to the challenge of realigning the spirit, the will, the mind and the body. It is time to develop our special will and undertake the task given to us and complete the same. It's our duty to beautify the universe with the wisdom of the Masters and live up to expectations. The new era is a time of joyous self-expression. The echo of Master's voice is there in each of our hearts, and instructions from him provide the light and wisdom, but it is a task of the individual to will and choose the pathway of the divine. For this we need to have the firm faith that we are prepared for the task by the Master. We should know that our innate capacity to think and grow, to know and experience, and attune to the inner guidance is fully developed by Him through the various methods and mostly through the unfailing pranabhuti. Some of us doubt the obvious. Obvious I call because every one of us experiences the immediate presence of the Master within our hearts. All that we require is the courage to set aside those beliefs and habits of thought and action that we have allowed to severely limit and bind us to the bestial and lower nature of ourselves. Our belief system compels us fight and die instead of love and live. There is dire need to cleanse ourselves of the dirt and the dross and keep ourselves pure and simple to listen to His messages. Otherwise, there is every scope of getting deluded and living illusions. Careful listening to the voice of the Masters prepares us to live the life of the new era. The lessons of enlightenment will arrive like pearls of wisdom for each entity in unique fashion, and we should be ever ready to receive the messages, not only in our heart, but in every pore of our being that is dedicated to His cause and purpose. By being attentive to the inner voice of the Master, we will be guarding ourselves against external manipulation. Then our commitment to individual empowerment, soul development, to individual social and spiritual evolution, to love replacing fear, to feel light replacing darkness, to the rejection of the evil, and to the unwavering awareness and presence of the universal divine becomes complete. The presence of the Master in our heart then is worn with honor, pride, dignity and self-respect that guard us from failing in any sense of the term. The Master then is a talisman, though I do not personally like to call it so. It is obvious that to wear this talisman, there has to be a sincerity of purpose, awareness of spiritual impetus, acceptance of the will of the Master in its totality. If, however, there is a denial of these, we should realize that it not negates the soul, but also denies universal consciousness and each individual's rightful place in the connectedness of all that is. Those charged with the presence of the Master in the core of their hearts will always defy all sorts of attempts of deception, for legitimate actions will always spring from the lively presence of the ever-present Master, which was as a driving and motivating force. Truth alone remains in all our transactions then. There will be no injury caused to any in the physical, vital, mental and aspirational planes of being. There will be no treachery and no fraud committed against any person, institution or nation. When the lessons of the Master are listened with care and attention, and the understanding that comes forth automatically provide testimony to the degree of our spiritual alignment to the universal good. Human nature, human behavior, human evolution and transformation then stand out as reality is accomplished. We, the forerunners of the new era, have great potential to exhibit the merits of the new age. This is a time for each of us to rise to the challenge of the participation in the turning of the tide and in the laying of the groundwork for accelerated development. This is the time to realign with the Master, the universal divine, the abundant and inexhaustible force of love, the universal consciousness of all that is. The call of the divine is there, and who are testimony for the same. May we all stand by the Master and his call to make this world a world of moderation, justice, equality and equanimity. May poverty of material, vital, mental and spiritual resources get annihilated in the new era. It is no utopia. It is the reality in our hearts, which over a period of short time is sure to become the truth eternal. Pranam.